Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Thursday after a nice Phillies win last night. A sweep of the Rays.
Sweep.
The magic number is under 10. We got a lot to do today. Rhea Hughes at 11. We'll have Jamal Anderson of Falcons fame, part of Hughes' crew. He'll join us coming up at 1. Nick Sirianni later on as well. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember, it only takes 2 minutes, well, technically 1.5, to go viral. You just have to have the right content. That's it.
That's all that matters.
That's all it is. You got to have the right content. You had the right content, you will become famous. Well, if you weren't already famous.
Or you'll be more famous.
You'll be even more famous.
Yes, you will. All right. Good good Daily Douglas there to start us off. And, Hugh, as we kind of look forward here with the Eagles, you know, week one in the books, and we look forward to week two now. And there's been a lot of conversation on WIP about Jalen Hurts, who won the game on last Friday, by
yes.
the way. He was the winning quarterback in the game. But we know, and we all have eyes, and we all, you know, have ears. We saw and watched and heard what happened on Friday, which was an up-and-down game out of Jalen Hurts. Some really good stuff.
Yes.
And some stuff you're like,
That you wish you could get back.
Yes. And we can't go back. But you know what we can do?
We can move forward.
We can move forward. And game number two comes up.
I thought that was a trick question.
It was not. It was very straightforward.
Very direct, yeah.
We
very
move
direct.
Forward. And as we move forward, I think it's time to rethink Jalen Hurts, Hugh. And I think it's time for Jalen Hurts to rethink Jalen Hurts. And I'm going to propose something today to everyone. And we want your take at 215-592-9494. But I'm going to propose something, and I want to see if we can make it some sort of a movement here, right? A midday show movement. We'll see if you guys are on board with me, or you can tell me I'm wrong. And we can maybe make it a station movement, a Philadelphia movement, Eagles fan movement here. Hugh, I have a request for Jalen Hurts.
What you got?
As we move forward in this season and his career, but specifically this season, because the team is obviously got a lot of talent around him on the offensive side. Hugh, I need less hero ball Jalen Hurts, and I need more game manager Jalen Hurts. I need less Josh Allen out of Jalen Hurts, and I need more Brock Purdy out of Jalen Hurts.
Brock
I need
Purdy.
Jalen Hurts to take care of the football, distribute the ball, and take less chances. Going, throwing across his body, throwing in three, you know, triple coverage. None of that. I need Jalen Hurts to just distribute the football, be a point guard out there instead of trying to be the combo guard, scoring, going to the basket, flashy stuff. I just need him to protect the football. In his first 34 starts in the NFL, he had 19 total interceptions. He was protective of the football. He was smart. He was efficient. In his last 18 starts dating back to last year, he has 17 interceptions. It is way too many. Too many chances with the football. Hugh Douglas, where do you come down on this? There's this, like, when people hear game manager, they get all sort
negative
of
connotation,
all
man.
Sort of weird feelings. But guess what? In my lifetime, I've watched a lot of quote-unquote
game managers
dominate the sport, like Joe Montana and Tom Brady
when
they were young.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. Listen. I think that, especially nowadays, because, for one, a lot of people don't understand the job of the quarterback. And two, it's sexier when you have, like, you know, when you talk about some of the quarterbacks we're in the throes of. I remember back in the day, the quarterback club. It was, what, Dan Marino, John Elway, I think Boomer Esiason and a couple other guys. Those were the elite quarterbacks. And those are the guys that, for the most part, you looked at in my era, that were considered the top of the top. And like I told you a couple days ago, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. You don't have to be an elite quarterback to go to the Super Bowl and win one. And when I say Jalen's being a game manager, all I'm saying is put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. You brought up Joe Montana. And he was one of those guys. I know he's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest to ever play the game. But when I think of game manager, he's the guy I think of. You know why? Because he had John Taylor. He had Roger Craig. He had Jerry Rice. He had, what, Rathman at one time.
Mm-hmm.
He put the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because if you're winning games and you're racking up, if they're racking up yards when you give them the football, you're still getting your accolades. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to go out there and make these gutsy plays. Even Tom Brady at one point was considered a game manager. You know, sitting in the pocket, delivering the ball to his playmakers. He didn't have that many playmakers. The thing that separates Tom Brady from the rest of those guys and why he's considered a GOAT, because I can make an argument that Mike Evans was the best receiver that he's ever played with.
I would agree with you on that.
With the skill sets and all that.
Well, we had Randy for the couple years.
Well, Randy. But they didn't win a Super Bowl with Randy.
They did not.
They did not win a Super Bowl with Randy. So when I say that, with all due respect to Randy Moss, he is the best receiver that he's won a Super Bowl with. I make that caveat. That's,
there you go.
That's,
well,
that's
the best Super Bowl. Well, then I'm not arguing with that because that's real.
Because that's the truth. And so it's one of those things, man, where if Jalen is putting the ball in the hands of A.J. Brown, Skinny Batman, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, and they're racking up wins, he's still going to get the credit for it. Like, you just got to let all – people going to say what they want to say. They said that about him the year he went to the Super Bowl. Oh, anybody can play in that offense. Do they say that about Brock Purdy? Yes. You think Brock Purdy cares why he's out there shooting all these commercials?
I don't think he cares.
That he's shooting? No, it doesn't matter,
man. And he's winning.
And he's winning.
And they're winning a lot.
That's it.
Here's the bottom line with Jalen Hurts. Live to die another down. Like that, I keep going back to the throw in traffic to A.J. Brown across his body. Just run for 4 or 5 yards. Slide. The next play, maybe hand it to Saquon. Throw a slant to Devontae, and boom, you probably score a touchdown anyway. 215-592-9494. Do you want Jalen Hurts to play to be a game manager? I mean, let's just keep it simple today. I want Hurts to be a game manager. Let's hear from Kellen Moore talking yesterday about Jalen Hurts and those turnovers last Friday night.
The first game, and we had two third and extra long opportunities where, you know, you practice some of those during training camp, and I think, you know, we got a little aggressive, you know, myself play calling also, ultimately, you know, just the throw, but, you know, not overly concerned. To me, they're outliers in many cases, I think, as we all have seen Jalen in those circumstances. So we feel optimistic we'll be just fine moving forward, and we'll be able to adjust.
Yeah, a little aggressive, Kellen Moore says. I agree with him on that. A little aggressive. How about Donovan McNabb? He was on with the afternoon show this week. Here's what he said, and he used a term that I want to hear less of, and that's hero ball Hurts. Here's Donovan.
I think Jalen, he can tell you himself, there are a lot of throws that he would love to have back. Too many turnovers, quarterback center exchange, to trying to be somewhat of the hero, trying to make the miraculous play instead of just making the easy play. And for a quarterback, we all kind of get caught up in that situation when the game is going. But I think for Jalen, it will be an opportunity for him to sit and learn from it and know what he actually has and now can kind of clean it up as we go forward.
I love that Donovan said it, and he's right about it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Do you want to see Jalen Hurts be a game manager? I do. With the weapons they have, with the turnovers that have piled up the last couple years, it's just they have to get it out. And I think the big part of it is how he approaches certain plays. You know, you go back to last year, the Seattle game, right? You called it his Jordan flu game. He tried to make a big play down the field to AJ. Just take the check down to Gainwell, and you probably kick a field goal and win the game. The game last year against Washington, where they went and scored a touchdown late, when if they held the football, they just win. They don't have to go to overtime. It's like these little things keep piling up. And I never thought of Jalen that way. I thought he was smart, efficient, and he did play like a game manager in 2021 and a lot of 2022 as well. He made some big splash plays, but there was some game manager to that, and it worked. 215-592-9494. I have Hugh on board here, right? So I have Hugh. Now the question is, for this to be an official midday show movement, we need all of us on board. Other, you know, sometimes we try something and Kyle says, you guys are dummies. Now we got to find out what Kyle Quinn thinks this morning. Kyle, are you on board for game manager for judicious Jalen?
Fellas. Mm. We have ourselves a midday show movement.
There we go.
Yay!
We have hit it.
We are in lockstep.
I might surprise you guys with what I'm about to say today. But Hugh brought up Brock Purdy. I watched Brock Purdy the other night.
Wait, you're not going to get angry?
Well, no, I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to go and go overboard with Brock Purdy's, you know, the second best quarterback in the league, like some people said. But what I do know about Brock Purdy is that the man just wins. I mean, he plays within the system. He takes care of the football. Like, what I want to see from Jalen Hurts is not the Patrick Mahomes throwing it across your body all the way down the field and make some ridiculous throw that, you know, very few quarterbacks in the NFL can make. What I notice about Brock Purdy and what I notice about Jalen in the first week that made him so efficient and made this offense work, now that we have a real offensive coordinator, we have guys running open and with the opportunity to get yards after the catch. Jalen, all he has to do is just put the ball in their hands in stride so that they can take off and they can make the most of the opportunities. Like, we have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We have playmakers on this offense. Just get the ball in their hands. It's the best way to take care of the football. It's the best way that this team's going to be able to win. I'm with you guys. I need to see Jalen Hurts just lock in, become a game manager.
It's time. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's have the conversation. Look, Jalen Hurts has gone from, hey, can he play? Hey, how good he is. Hey, he's great. Hey, he's elite. Now we've kind of come full circle on this. Where are you on Jalen? And should he be a game manager? Do you want Jalen Hurts to be a game manager for the Eagles? That's what I want to see on Monday night. I want to see way less cross your body throws and try to throw in a triple coverage and thread a needle. I don't need that. Live to die another down. Make plays when they're there. Distribute the football. Get it into Saquon's hand. You go back and watch the first interception where he tries to needle in the three guys and McKinney takes it away and he's trying to throw it to Devontae. There's a check down there. It's wide open. Check it down. Live to die another down. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get your phone calls up when we come back. You guys with us. Do you want Jalen to be a game manager? And we got to play some audio for you yesterday from the afternoon show. A great back and forth. It fits our conversation perfectly. Baldy v. Ike on Jalen and the decision-making last Friday night. It was really great radio. We'll play some of it for you coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.